Group family doctors are concerned with treating people, not just illness.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be sunny early and then we'll see some clouds build in today. We'll have a chance of a few showers late in the day. Should hit a high of 51. Showers maybe tomorrow too, and then just a mostly cloudy day on Sunday, and it'll be cooler with a high about 44. It'll be along with complete details on the weather in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Fire has left a corner of downtown Champaign in ruins, but firefighters believe they managed to keep it from destroying even more. Several people called 911 this morning at around 5:15 after they saw flames shooting out of a building under renovation at the corner of Church and Neal Street. It once housed the estate sale and an antique furniture store. Champaign Fire spokeswoman Dina Schumacher says crews had to deal with a fire that could have gone well out of control quickly.
Within minutes of the time the firefighters got on the scene, the third and the second stories collapsed into that first story. And so when the firefighters got on the scene, there was massive fire, plus there were, you know, we've got a breeze going, there were pieces of a building flying across the street with flames. So they had a lot of troubleshooting to, A, get the main fire out, but also to get out hot spots all the way across.
Schumacher says firefighters are now checking adjacent and nearby buildings to make sure those embers didn't catch anything else on fire. No injuries to either firefighters or other people have been reported. The building was being renovated at the time, so it was empty. However, residents of the one main building, catty corner from the fire, were evacuated today. Firefighters have blocked off some downtown Champaign streets, and Schumacher says the corner of Church and Neal will be closed all day as firefighters try to find out how that fire started. The Champaign County Nursing Home is preparing for what county officials hope will be the last loan it needs to achieve financial stability. The County Board Finance Committee last night endorsed the facility's plans to seek a bank loan to be paid off with revenue expected to come in next year from the nursing home property tax. A full county board vote is expected November 20th. State law allows such loans to be made using tax anticipation warrants. County Administrator for Finance, Deb Busey, told the Finance Committee that the law allows the nursing home to borrow up to 85% of its anticipated annual property tax revenue, in this case, $805,000.
And that has to include the principal, the interest, and the cost of issuance. So the nursing home probably isn't going to get $805,000 because it is expected that the interest and cost of issuing those warrants will be included. So it will all come out of the nursing home's property tax levy next year.
Nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says they need the loan to pay off losses incurred during the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. But he says the home's finances have been improving since the hiring of a consulting firm to help with management, and so the loan should be the last one needed. The county nursing home has borrowed about $3 million from other county funds in recent years to fund operations. Little of that money has been paid back, and the county board has forgiven some of those loans. A professor at the University of Illinois College of Education suggests the No Child Left Behind Act could see serious revisions or even be abandoned as part of a new Obama administration. A recent study by language and literacy professor Sarah McCarthy gives the 7-year-old law an F. She says efforts to teach writing are often scrapped so teachers can focus on the benchmarks of reading comprehension and math and focus areas of federally mandated tests. But McCarthy says the biggest problem with the measure is that several novice teachers in low-income schools are fearful of losing their jobs. She says they've had some prepackaged material forced on them after their schools failed earlier tests.
And so even though they've been to college recently and have gotten their certification recently, they feel like they cannot implement many of the ideas that they learned in those settings because so much time is devoted to testing.
McCarthy says teachers become mentally exhausted preparing for tests, leading to a loss in morale. She says the problem is compounded when more experienced teachers are being placed in higher income schools instead of where they're needed most. A grant from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will help the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District develop a computer system that would allow local hospitals to track the symptoms found in patients that could point toward a flu pandemic. Acting Public Health Administrator Julie Pride says the $50,000 project could allow health organizations recognize trends much earlier.
If they see them in one place, they might not know it's a pattern, but if we get all the reports early, we'll know there's a pattern and we can investigate it further.
The computer system is being developed in conjunction with the University of Illinois' NCSA. Pride says the system could be used to track other ailments like food poisoning. The number of illegal immigrants deported from a 6-state area, including Illinois, has nearly doubled over the past 4 years. New figures from the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office show nearly more than 11,000 illegal immigrants were deported through Chicago in the fiscal year ending September 30th. That's up from about 6,600 during the same period in 2004. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, the word is avoid downtown Champaign, Church Neal and Main Street area, the old Bailey Rug building. Burning and collapsing this morning dates back to the 1870s.
Well, that's very sad.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people don't know more history than I do about it, but it was a historic landmark in downtown Champaign. Always sad. We've lost many of those buildings in downtown, and it's always sad.
Well, I remember my first year here, the downtown area, big fire where one main now